Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com. Mama said
there'll be days like this. So, yeah, went up to EAA on Monday.
Yeah.
Okay. Air Venture in Oshkosh runs through the weekend. I'm with my son Max, and we're parking the car, and there's this big van load of a family pulling up right next to us, and they're getting out at the same time, and there's a little commotion. Maybe the kids complaining, whining, whatever.
Sure.
I hear mom say, "Good night. Get out of this van." And they were just getting there.
And the day's about to begin.
Hey, look, we've all been there. What to visit this week with the kids and how to avoid a family meltdown. Founder of Milwaukee with Kids, MKEwithKids.com, friend of the program, Callie Herbst with us this morning. Hey, Callie.
Good morning. Yeah, it's an exciting weekend in Milwaukee for sure.
So let's run through some of the stuff happening and ask you to help us out, help navigate a family trip for some of these events. Let's start with EAA Air Venture. Bring the kids. That's a definite yes for me. 18 and under get free admission, but you're going to walk around a lot. You're outside and it's hot.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm not going to say anything earth shattering, but yeah, I mean, make sure everybody's hydrated. Make sure you've got snacks. Make sure, you know, you've got the sunscreen and all of that. And if the museum is open, head in there as well, because you can cool down in there, and it's so cool in there, and there's an amazing children's and kids area.
Okay, so we got Harley-Davidson Homecoming starting this week. The official events begin on Thursday. Is that a yes with kids or a no with kids?
Well, interestingly enough, they are doing a couple special events in that new Davidson Park just for this homecoming event. So on July 25th and July 26th, that park is going to be open with free events specifically for families. So that's a big yes in Davidson Park. Obviously, some of the concerts and stuff are going to be more for, you know, the parents and adults. But yeah, those Davidson Park activities, totally free, and it's going to be filled, packed with activities.
So, yeah, I've been to some Harley stuff that's not even for most adults, in the best of ways, but you got to know which party you're going to, sure.
Right. That Davidson Park, that's brand new. That's super cool to see.
Yeah, it's a really cool area, and I mean, the Betty Brin Wonder Wagon is going to be there. The Milwaukee County Zoo is going to be there with activities. They're going to have a bonfire tours on the 25th. It's going to be great.
We got the Milwaukee Air and Water Show Saturday and Sunday if you don't want to head up to Oshkosh. So that's going to be on display. Kind of some of the same principles apply to that one. Again, I think kids are great. I brought my little kids once. I think the twins were maybe two. And we had the F-15 flyover. And my kids,
how'd that go?
Like, maybe a little too young for the air show.
Yeah, you know, a lot of our readers do go to this with kids of all ages, but with those younger kids, they bring the noise-canceling headphones, and that makes a big difference. So definitely with the younger kids who might be scared of the sound, bring some headphones. And then we have a lot of great recommendations from our readers for places to see this, because that center point is Villa Terrace and McKinley Park. But you can watch it from Solomon Juno Park, from the Art Museum area, from Veterans Park. So you can get a little further away so that you're watching it more from afar and it's not quite as loud. But definitely the headphones are important.
I remember watching my boys like throwing rocks into the lake. Meanwhile, there's like planes doing barrel rolls above them. I'm like, hey, just look in the air for a second.
Hey, look, I found a rock.
But kind of let them do their thing, right, Callie?
Got to.
Oh, definitely. I mean, my kids of all ages loved the air show. I mean, it's just a different thing to do. As if it's nice weather, it's just a perfect reason to, you know, go downtown and be at the park and be by the lake. Yeah, I think it's a great activity.
German Fest down at Meyer Festival Park as well this weekend. That's a good family event. But again, if you're going to bring the kids, expect to, you know, you only have so much time, and buy them some food and fun stuff to do.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to go down there, you know, expect to spend a little bit of money. Just manage expectations, yours and theirs. But they've got a lot of fun things to do at German Fest. You know, they have the Dachshund Derby, which is so fun with the little dogs running around. They have a huge children's activity area where you can decorate your shirts. And, the whole playground is completely new. But, yeah, they've got tons of kids' activities, a children's stage with music and dance, bumper boats. I mean, it's a blast. And, I just think if you manage your expectations, you can have a great day out.
That's great advice. Founder of Milwaukee with Kids, MKEwithKids.com, Callie Herbst. Thanks,
Callie. Thank you, Callie.
Have a good one.
And I absolutely do not want to hear you're bored.
Anyone don't ever tell me you're bored.